Good morning. It's Thursday, the 3rd of April. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen has warned that US President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs are a major blow to the world economy. She vowed Brussels was prepared to respond, saying the EU is now preparing for further countermeasures to protect its interests and businesses if negotiations fail. Trump has triggered global outrage and market turmoil by imposing sweeping new tariffs, including a 20% levy on EU-imported goods and 54% on Chinese goods, hailing the move as a bold step towards economic independence. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels today. Luxembourg's foreign minister Xavier Bettel and his counterparts will press the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to lay out Washington's plans for NATO and Ukraine, but his first visit to the alliance risks being overshadowed by the growing trade war. NATO members are looking for details from Rubio on Trump's demands for allies to hike defense spending, warnings the United States could pull back forces from Europe, and intentions for Russia and Ukraine. A Luxair flight from Milan to Luxembourg City made an emergency landing in Geneva on Monday due to an engine oil leak, the airline has confirmed. This clarification came 2 days after initially describing the unscheduled landing only as a precautionary measure. Luxembourg police and emergency responders successfully intervened in a suicide attempt near the Kirchberg emergency accommodation facility yesterday afternoon. Authorities were alerted to the situation on Rue Carlo Hemmer, where officers located and engaged with the distressed person and persuaded them against taking harmful action. Paramedics then provided medical care and transported the person to hospital for further evaluation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Budapest earlier today on his first trip to Europe since 2023 and in defiance of the International Criminal Court arrest warrant against him. Netanyahu was welcomed with military honours, after which he will hold talks with the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. A joint news conference is expected around 12:30 p.m. And according to US media reports, Elon Musk could step away from his role in which he's spearheading brutal cuts to US government services. Politico and ABC have reported that President Trump has told members of his cabinet that Musk will soon depart and return to the private sector. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with cycling, American Nielsen Paulus has won the Across Flanders Cobbles Classic, beating Wout van Aert and his Visma team. The ecstatic Paulus told reporters it was the win of his life as the finish line as he celebrated with his teammates. And in football, Stuttgart is in the final of the German DFB Cup after winning against RB Leipzig 3-1 yesterday. They will face Arminia Bielefeld in the final in Berlin on May 24th. In the Coupe de France, the final will see Paris Saint-Germain taking on Reims after they beat Cannes 2-1 in the semi-finals yesterday. And the UEFA Congress heads to Belgrade today. 8 new members of the European Football Association's committees will be elected, and next year's budget will be set. Today really should be a most pleasant spring-like day with sun on the horizon all day. The morning will begin with a slight chill, but by the afternoon we can look forward to a very respectable 18 to 19 degrees.